Welcome to Two Truths and a Lie, a podcast about truth, fiction, and the hazy line in between. I'm Daniel David Shapiro. Each episode, we get three people to share a memorable story from their personal experiences, except one of them isn't actually true. And now, you get to find out who the liar was. Last week, you heard three stories about best friends. John Purcell almost ended up in the back of a van, if not for his best friend.
And then our teacher hears of it and says, wait, did some people, grown-ups in a car, try to get you to go in a car with them? We're like, yeah. They're like, you need to go tell the principal. So we go down to the principal, and he is really concerned. He's sitting at his desk, like, boys, I heard about that story. Can you tell me what happened? We start telling him what happened, and then in the middle of it, he realizes that we're the fresh guys. And he's like, did you do something to make that car stop? Like, yeah, it was like all of a sudden, like, we were not, like, he felt sorry for the people in the car because it was us.
Karen Maruyama almost ended up sleeping with the fishes because of her best friend.
I was so pissed, and he knew I was pissed. When we finally pull over, I realized that he had, and he wasn't upset about it. He had, like, zip ties, and I didn't even let him go until he got out of the car. I was that mad. It's like, fuck you. Get out of your fucking things later or find someone else to cut you loose. Which was stupid because ask me if he paid me back. No.
And Cody G. Gold almost ended up with tiger blood on his hands along with his best friend.
So we go to Charlie Sheen's house. We go inside and he's like, hey, you want to steal some Charlie Sheen's weed? Yes. So we do. My roommate goes, hey, I'll be right back. 2 hours later, we come back. We're hanging. I'm like, hey, what were you doing in the bathroom? I took a giant shit. Charlie Sheen's the master bedroom. I have never been more proud.
So who was the liar?
True, are you actually a hardened criminal?
No, but I used to.
Oh, really?
I used to bet on sports. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you know.
Did you have a bookie?
Yes, I did.
What is a bookie like? Because I'm watching a lot of The Sopranos lately, so I assume it's Tony Soprano.
I don't know. You know, you try to invent lies for them on the phone because you just have a number.
Thank you for supporting Two Truths. We're going to be going on a hiatus for a little while, so this might be the last lie you hear for the time being. But with any luck, we may be back sometime in the future. And to everyone that's made it possible, especially the over 200 storytellers who've been on our show, thank you. I couldn't have done it without you. Honest.